Thank you, Kathy. Good morning. It is Tuesday. It is Thursday, October 16, 2025, and the time is 10 a.m. This is a public rulemaking meeting for Washington Administrative Code, or WAC 458-40-540, title Forest Land Values 2024, and WAC 458-40-660, titled Timber Excise Tax, Stumpage Value Tables, Stumpage Value Adjustments. This meeting is being recorded. My name is Tiffany Doe. My last name is spelled D as in Delta and O as in Oscar. I am a tax policy specialist with the Interpretations and Technical Advice Division, also known as ITA, for the Department of Revenue. I will be the facilitator for this meeting. Also in attendance from the Department of Revenue are Perry Stern, in her role as the department's rules coordinator, Kathy Holder and Barbara Imperial, in their roles as management analysts. Kathy and Barbara will be monitoring our recording equipment as this meeting is being recorded. Paul Stude, our Forest Tax Field Operations Manager, Kyle Valuation Forester. We are conducting this public meeting remotely through Zoom. Participants are here joining through Zoom as well as through telephone calls. We do not have any other parties physically present for this meeting. Thank you for taking the time to attend this meeting and providing us with valuable feedback concerning the rulemaking activities for WAC 458-40-540 and WAC 458-40-660. Please note, we are best able to consider your comments when you provide it to us in writing, which can be sent to me at tiffanyd@dor.wa.gov. The legal authority for this meeting is from Chapter 34.05 RCW, titled Administrative Procedures Act. This meeting was announced through publications in the Washington State Register as WSR 25-19-0070 on September 15, 2025, and by notification to interested persons. The purpose of this meeting is to solicit comments from the public prior to taking action to propose amendments to WAC 458-40-540, titled Forest Land Values 2024, referred to in this meeting as Rule 540, and WAC 548-40-660, titled Timber Excise Tax, Stumpage Value Tables, Stumpage Value Adjustment, referred to in this meeting as Rule 660. We emphasize that the rule draft as now written is provided for discussion purposes only. We will consider any comments received relating to the proposed amendments to Rules 540 and 660. We appreciate receiving written comments and will evaluate all comments as we proceed with the rulemaking process. We request you send written comments to my attention, Tiffany Doe at email address, tiffanyd@dor.wa.gov, no later than tomorrow, October 17, 2025. In this way, the department can fully consider your comments before proceeding with future rulemaking activities. Now, let me briefly outline the rulemaking process and where we are in respect to these rules. The first step in the process is to file a notice with the Office of Code Revisor to announce a public meeting for solicitation of comments regarding possible changes to the rule. The notice, called a Form CR-101, is published in the State Register and announced through mailings to interested persons. The public meeting for the rule is today, Thursday, October 16, 2025. The next step is to file a notice of proposed rulemaking with the Office of Code Revisor to announce a public hearing on the proposed rules. This notice, called a Form CR-102, is also published in the State Register and announced through mailings to interested persons. The purpose of the hearing is to receive further public comments regarding the proposed changes to the rules. All public comments will be fully evaluated as proceed in the rulemaking process. Any comments received will be kept by the ITA division in the permanent rulemaking file. The final step is to adopt the revised rules. This is not a public process, but seemingly requires that we submit the final draft on the rules to the Office of Co-Reviser using a form called CR103 with the appropriate forms. The revised rules will be effective shortly thereafter and will be published in the Washington State Register. Before opening for public comments, I would like to ask Kyle Galloway, our valuation forester, to explain the proposed revisions to Rules 540 and 660.
Okay, so I'll start with the forest land values. The preliminary forest land values have increased by approximately 0.62% from last year. In all cases, any increases are by $1 per acre. So going through these, for land grade one, operability class one, we're increasing from $227 per acre to $228 per acre. Operability class two, 225 to 226. Operability class three, 211 to 212. And operability class four, three, 180 to 181. And operability class four, 127 to 128 per acre. For class three, once again, everything's going up by a dollar. Operability class one is $150 to $151 per acre. Class two, 146 to 147. Class three, 144 to 145. And operability class four, 111 to 112. For land grade four, once again, values have increased by a dollar per acre across the board. Operability class one will be 117 to 118 per acre. Operability class two, $112 to 113. Operability class three, 111 to 112. And operability class four is going up from $84 to $85 per acre. For land grade five, only the value of operability class one is increased by a dollar from 184 per acre to $185 per acre. The rest of the values will remain constant with class two at 74, class three, 73, and operability class four at $52 per acre. For land grade six, there is no values changing. Operability class one will stay at 43. Operability class two will and three will stay at $41 per acre, and operability class four will stay at 39. For land grade seven, also no changes. Operability class one and two will be $19 per acre. Operability class three and four will be $17 per acre. And for land grade eight, values remain steady at $1 per acre. Should I continue right on to the stumpage values? Okay, good deal. Hang on here. All right, so for the first half of 2026, what we're seeing overall is that Douglas fir sawlogs are up. There's some large jumps on the west side and pretty meager increases on the east side. I think it's a dollar. Western hemlock and other whitewood values are mixed with a general trend of rising prices on the west side and lowered values on the east side. Western red cedar sawlogs and shingle bole prices are up across the state, both sides of the mountains, but pole values are down on both sides of the mountains, as well as the Douglas fir poles. Red alder is down on the west side, but all other hardwood prices have stayed steady, and pine prices are down on both sides of the mountains. For this period, we had 80 sales that we used to develop the stumpage rates. 60 of those were public, and 20 of them were private. By volume, 89% of the wood was public wood, and 11% was from private sales. So let's see. I'll start reading the values for Douglas fir for each stumpage value area. The values are in dollars per thousand board foot. In SVA one, stumpage value area one, Douglas fir rates are increasing from by $8 from 514 to $522 a thousand. That's a 2% increase. And SVA 2, the increase is $19 from 556 to 584. It's an increase of 3%. And SVA 3, Douglas fir rates are increasing by $18 from $606 to $624 a thousand, a 3% increase. In SVA 4, Douglas fir rates are increasing by $9 from $624 to $633, an increase of 1%. In SVA 5, Doug fir rates are increasing by $88 from $547 to $635, and that's a 16% increase. And then finally, for the west side in SVA 9, Doug fir rates are increasing from $8 to 500, from 500 to $508 a thousand, 2% increase. On the east side, as I said, all the rates are going up by a dollar. So in SVA 6, we're looking at $227 to $273 a thousand. And in SVA 7, the new rate will be $287 a thousand. All right. For Western Hemlock and other white woods, the stumpage value changes are as follows. In SVA 1, the rates will be decreasing by $7. From $269 to $262. In SVA 2, the rates are increasing by $26 from $308 to $334 a thousand. That's a 8% increase. In SVA 3, Western Hemlock rates are increasing by $32 from $297 to $329, an increase of 11%. In SVA 4, the Western Hemlock rates are decreasing by $16 from $325 to $307. 5% decrease. In SVA 5, Western Hemlock rates are increasing by $9 from $343 to $352. In SVA 9, the Western Hemlock rates are decreasing by $7 from $255 to $248, an increase of or decrease of 3%. On the east side, Western Hemlock rates in SVA 6 are decreasing by $26 from $206 a thousand to $180 a thousand. That's a decrease of 13%. In SVA 7, Western Hemlock rates are decreasing by $26 from $220 to $194 a thousand, and that's a decrease of 12%. Now, moving on to Western Hemlock, or sorry, Western Red Cedar saw logs. The stumpage is increasing $3 across the west side SVAs. So for SVAs 1 through 5, the rates are increasing from $1,047 to $1,050 a thousand. In SVA 9, the rates will be increasing from $133 a thousand to 130, or sorry, $1,000, $1,033 to $1,036. On the east side, red cedar saw logs are increasing by $26 in both the SVAs. In SVA 6, the rate is increasing from $1,011 to $1,037. That's an increase of 3%. And SVA 7, the rate is increasing from $1,025 to $1,051, also a 3% increase. Ponderosa pine, the rates in SVA 5 and SVA 7 are dropping by $11 from $158 a thousand to $147 a thousand. That's a decrease of 7%. And in SVA 6 and 9, rates are dropping by $11 from $144 to $133. Also, an 8% increase. Let's see. Red alder rates in the West Side SVAs are dropping by $39, an 11% decrease. In SVAs 1 through 5, the values are changing from $336 a thousand to $317 a thousand. In SVA 9, the rates are changing from $342 to $303 a thousand. Black cottonwood is staying constant at $1 across all West Side SVAs. Other hardwood rates are staying unchanged. In SVA 1 through 5, the rates are staying at 133, and in SVA 9, the rates are remaining at 119. On the east side, on the east side, other hardwoods includes both the red alder and black cottonwood, and those rates are staying the same at $9 in SVA 7 and $1 in SVA 6. Let's see. In SVAs 1 through 5 and SVA 9, Douglas fir poles are dropping by $34, a decrease of 4%. So in SVA 1 through 5, the rates are changing from $944 to $910. And in SVA 9, rates are changing from $930 to $896 a thousand. And SVAs 1 through 5 red cedar pools are decreasing by $105 per thousand from $1,938 to $1,833, the decrease of 5%. And SVA 9 red cedar poles are also decreasing by $105 from $1,924 to $1,819, also a decrease of 5%. On the east side, red cedar poles and SVA 6 are decreasing by $40 from $1,483 to $1,443. And SVA 7 cedar poles are decreasing by $40 as well from $1,497 to $1,457. Red cedar shake and shingle rates are increasing by $25 statewide from $327 per cord to $352 per cord. And that's an 8% increase. East side small log tonnage rates are dropping by a dollar. So in SVA 6, rates are dropping from $12 to $11 per ton. That's a decrease of 8%. And in SVA 7, rates are dropping but from $14 to $13. That's a decrease of 7%. Chipwood tonnage rates are staying constant across the state at $1 per ton. Post rates staying the same at 35 cents per 8 foot length across the state. Might as well do the Christmas tree rates too. We're almost to that season. Douglas fir Christmas tree rates are staying constant at 25 cent per foot statewide, and other species of Christmas trees are staying constant at 50 cents per foot statewide. And that concludes the reading of the stumpage value rates.
Thank you, Carl. Do we have any harvest adjustment value changes for?
Negative. Those are staying the same as last period.
Thank you. We will now proceed to the comment portion of this meeting. If you have a comment, please use the raise hand functions on Zoom, like with the heart reactions. And once I call your name, please identify yourself and who you are representing before commenting. Please note, we also appreciate receiving testimony in writing. If you have written testimony and could send us your oral testimony in writing after this meeting, please submit your comments via email to tiffanyd@dor.wa.gov by no later than tomorrow, Friday, October 17, 2025, so we can keep your comments in the department permanent rulemaking file for rules 540 and 660. Does anyone have any comment? Okay.
Matt Dumit has a hand raised, Tiffany.
Oh, sorry, I don't see it on mine for some reason. Thank you, Perry.
Good morning, everyone. I'm Matt Domit with the Washington Forest Protection Association. Just calling in this morning to support these adjustments to the stumpage valuation tables. WFPA has worked with Mason Bruce and Gerard to kind of review these stumpage data that was provided by the department using kind of the methods that we've been developing over the last, well, 20 years in helping calculate stumpage values. My understanding is there was, or we did discover a minor discrepancy. But it was like the misnumbering of us of one of the sales in the spreadsheet. And once we got that fixed, our numbers came out the same as yours. And so we after that was corrected, everything seemed fine. So we've got no additions to or comments really to make on the updated stumpage values. We really appreciate the opportunity to work with department on this issue and other issues, and we look forward to continuing that working relationship as we go forward in future iterations of stumpage valuations. So thank you.
Thank you, Matt, for confirming that you agree with the numbers that we're presenting today. Anyone else have any questions or comments? Oh, Paul, go ahead.
Hey, Tiffany. I just want to add real quick, maybe Matt and Mike and Cindy, if you want to stick around after the recording ends, we can discuss some potential things happening with the next run.
Thank you. All right. Without further comments, I'd like to proceed with recapping the rulemaking process. This has been the public meeting for input regarding the proposed amendments to WAC 458-40-540, forest land values 2024, and timber excise tax stumpage value table stumpage value adjustment. As a reminder, the department will next review any comments we receive on this rules draft, make changes as needed, and publish the proposed rule amendments for public comment. Once the rule proposal is published, the department will hold a public hearing on the proposal to gather feedback from the public. Thank you for participating in this public meeting with us this morning. If you are not on the department rules notification list, did not receive a notice of today's meeting directly from the department, and you want to be kept informed of future rulemaking activities related to these rules, please provide Kathy Holder or Barbara Imperio with your name and email address. Kathy can be contacted at kathyh@dor.wa.gov, and Barbara can be contacted at barbara@dor.wa.gov. The time is now 10:22 a.m. and the public meetings for Rules 540 and 660 is now adjourned. You can stop the recording now, Kathy.